Experts say huge strides in the application of new tech aid China's industrial upgrades bolster high-quality growth. Accelerated efforts to boost the application of fast-evolving artificial intelligence, AI, in a wide range of sectors will help China gain a competitive edge in tech frontiers and create immense business opportunities for investors amid external uncertainties, said experts and entrepreneurs. China, they said, is at the global forefront in the development and application of AI technology, which has become a vital force bolstering economic development and industrial upgrades as the country recognizes AI as an essential tool in fostering new quality productive forces and building up new growth drivers. The country's super large market, robust engineering talent pool, and thriving innovation ecosystem will underpin its capacity to drive technologies from research labs into the industrial arena, they added. Zhu Min, former deputy managing director of the International Monetary Fund, said China will make great strides in the use of AI technology in the next 18 months to 2 years, emphasizing that the country's large-scale manufacturing, vast consumer market of 1.4 billion people, and abundant industrial application scenarios present unique advantages for the development of AI. Zhu made the remarks during the 16th annual meeting of the New Champions, also known as the Summer Davos, in Tianjin in June 2025. He said AI Plus will serve as an important driving force for China's economic growth. China has surpassed the United States in the number of academic papers issued on AI, taking the top spot worldwide, Zhu said, adding that such papers increasingly focus on the specific industrial applications of AI. Chinese AI startup DeepSeek had opened a broad space for AI deployment, he said. China's services sector, technology, and AI have huge growth potential. With future employment to take place in these emerging fields, it is highly significant in strengthening retraining in the job market and letting people know how best to use AI, he added. Goldman Sachs analysts said breakthroughs in generative AI have the potential to bring about sweeping changes to the global economy. These breakthroughs could drive a 7%, or about $7 trillion, increase in global GDP and also lift productivity growth by 1.5 percentage points over a 10-year period, they said. Under the AI Plus initiative, China will work to effectively combine digital technologies with its manufacturing and market strengths, according to this year's government work report. China will support the extensive application of large-scale AI models and also vigorously develop new generation intelligent terminals and smart manufacturing equipment, the report said. Li Haitao, dean of the Chung Kong Graduate School of Business in Beijing, said AI is profoundly reshaping the business landscape and is bound to transform various industries. Currently, China and the U.S. have the greatest potential to lead in the next round of AI revolution, he noted. Li noted that China has a large pool of well-educated engineering talent and AI professionals. Improved digital infrastructure such as 5G and computing networks, massive amounts of data, and ever-increasing innovation capabilities would provide a solid foundation for the training and adoption of AI models. The emergence of Chinese AI companies such as DeepSeek is due to the country's long-term and accumulated achievements in multiple leading fields such as education, internet, 5G communication, digital payment, technological infrastructure, and renewable energy, Li added. China's AI sector will make big strides in the next 10 to 15 years, with its market size reaching 1.73 trillion yuan, 241 billion by 2035, accounting for 30.6% of the global total, said market research company CCID Consulting. The recent wave of AI innovation led by open-source large language models is so encouraging that companies are quickly mobilizing themselves to harness such technologies, said Samantha Zhu, chairperson of Accenture Greater China. She underscored that China is emerging as an innovation-driven economy, with breakthroughs in areas like AI, robotics, renewable energy, and electric vehicles, showcasing the country's growing capability in critical technologies that underpin long-term competitiveness. The consultancy estimates that adopting a holistic approach to productivity, with generative AI acting as a multiplier, could boost productivity growth from 1.9% to 15.9%. China has one of the most vibrant AI ecosystems in the world, driven by a mix of enterprise adoption, tech startup, and public-private partnerships. To fully capitalize on the opportunities, multinational corporations should empower local teams to co-develop AI solutions with local partners, integrate AI into core operations, and leverage China as a strategic launchpad for scalable innovation. Zhu emphasized that with more Chinese companies surveyed expecting their generative AI solutions to be adopted at scale within their organizations this year, there is strong momentum for AI-driven transformation as businesses quickly integrate it into decision-making, operations, and customer engagement. Looking at the vibrant AI ecosystem, we can say that China is not just an AI market. It's a proving ground for AI adoption by enterprises at scale. Zhu's views were echoed by Carl Elute, senior partner of McKinsey and Company. China, Elute said, has good technological infrastructure in terms of digitalization and AI, and has developed a world-class business-to-consumer ecosystem, laying a strong foundation for further innovation. Chinese companies have been very open to experimenting with new things so that they can learn very fast, Elute said, adding that the firms are at the forefront of digital analytic and technology transformation. He said generative AI is very important for the future development of lighthouse factories, which represent the highest level of global intelligent manufacturing. The application of AI in the high-tech manufacturing sector will bring about greater value than its use in terminal products, as this cutting-edge digital technology will significantly improve the production efficiency and competitiveness of China's manufacturing enterprises, said Li Dongsheng, founder and chairman of Chinese consumer electronic maker TCL Technology Group Corp. The TCL chairman noted that AI technology is increasingly embedded into terminal devices, intelligent production lines, and product research and development, and will bolster the development of China's high-tech manufacturing sector. He emphasized that China's recent breakthroughs in large language models, along with the meteoric rise of domestic AI startup DeepSeek, have enabled it to rapidly catch up with the U.S. In the AI domain, while surpassing most other developed economies in terms of AI application. Zhou Yunji, chairman and CEO of Chinese home appliances giant Haier Group, said AI is expected to be the biggest technological revolution in the next 50 years. At present, the deployment of AI in enterprises mainly concentrates on manufacturing, research and development, sales, procurement, and services. Every industry will integrate with AI, and any enterprise that does not embrace AI will eventually be weeded out, Zhou said. Haier has invested heavily in developing LLMs, and is promoting the adoption of AI across various fields such as household appliances and industrial internet, he added. As AI is transforming the world and data centers are leading the way, U.S.-based smart building solutions provider Johnson Controls is promoting timely, efficient, and sustainable data center deployments across countries. China's focus on digitalization and decarbonization aligns seamlessly with Johnson Controls' core expertise. We are well positioned to support China's advancement in driving new quality productive forces, said Anu Ratnan, president of Johnson Controls Asia Pacific. He said China's economy is propelled by new energy, digital transformation, and some key industries like smart manufacturing and modern services, which create huge opportunities for sustainable innovation. We look forward to growing our business even further. Shui Jingyi, vice president and general manager of industrial software developer Aviva China, said China is becoming the market with the most extensive application of AI technologies globally, bringing new opportunities for many companies, including Aviva. Kui said China demonstrates exceptional vitality in innovation with rich industrial application scenarios, a complete supply chain ecosystem, and a highly open and supportive technology environment. That's why Aviva is continuously increasing our investment in the Chinese market, especially in R&D, as we deepen our roots in this dynamic landscape and co-create a smarter, more sustainable industrial future together, she said. Aviva will continue to increase investments in China, leverage local strengths, and drive industrial transformation through technological innovation, Kui added.